Tomorrow's News Today. It's Sunday, March 1st, 2026. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the Austin, Texas studios of InfoWars. Now, there was a mass shooting, 3 dead, 15 wounded, in Austin, Texas last night on 6th Street. And I was live yesterday from 1 p.m. to about 4 p.m., out of the Alex Jones Network studios with Biron Morello. And I specifically warned of Iranian sleeper cells or people influenced by that attacking. And I said probably in Texas first. I said in Dallas, Houston, or Austin. Because you don't have the highest concentration of Shiites like you have in Dearborn, Michigan, or other areas. But you have distributed the biggest Shiite community in the United States is across Texas. And it's about 18% of Islam. It famously is very, very aggressive. So that was a pretty easy but also sad prediction to make. I noticed that they wouldn't report on what the guy looked like, what was going on in the corporate media. So we have a lot of sources, obviously, and learned, no, he had a Quran in the car, all his Islamic stuff. They learned out where he lived. They got into his house, and he had notes. And this is exclusive, and all this information about how he was mad that the Ayatollah had been killed. And that's now been confirmed by Iranian state media. And so he went out and did this. They also had his social media, but that got scrubbed. We've got that. Of course, he was wearing a shirt that said, "I am the property of Allah." And we can put a video still of the individual from Senegal, which is a 97% Muslim country in Western Africa. Remember, there's two types of countries. There's countries that the Muslims have taken over and countries they want to take over. And it's like Pokemon goes through different phases. Well, this is the final phase of a jihadi. Well, actually, once they've taken over and killed you, they have to put your daughter in a sex slavery pit. Literally. So the final phase is raping your daughter and killing her when they're done. And you see all over Africa, if you look at the maps over the hundreds of years, Islam expanding, they just mass murder everybody, their fellow Africans, you name it. And so you bring these people over here, they're going to keep doing what they do over there. They are commanded by their book to do this. So this guy was probably just doing it because he was angry. But I'm just inspired to do this, but they have real sleeper cells here in the United States. And again, it's not about tooting my horn or anything. It's just to explain how I know things so people can understand it. Well, I even in the clip yesterday, I talked about it probably for 30 minutes. I'm going to play the whole thing. I explained how I believe Texas would be the first target of Islamic Shiite terror. And I said within the next week or two, guaranteed the U.S. gets hit. And I said, I think they'll hit Texas first. Then, because see, Michigan, they more feel like it's theirs. So why would they attack their thing? It's so concentrated. But still, the total number of Shiites bigger than compared to Michigan. But they're dispersed. So they're irritated. They're pissed off. We're not doing what they say. We're not following their rules. We're not banning our dogs. We're not banning alcohol. We're not putting our daughters in beekeeper suits. And so we've got to die. And that's not, I'm not going to say all the Shiites are like that, but they're not really Shiites. They're backsliders. A true Shiite, according to, Muhammad, would be slaughtering the infidels right now. Because the U.S. just killed, in the direct line of lineage, the king of Islam.
We're engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified best strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at TheAlexShowStore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose absolutely free with our creatine. TheAlexShowStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the United States and Israel continue to bombard cities all across Iran and take out their military. The Ayatollah has been confirmed dead by state-run media. And now they've come to the table, they say, and are trying to create a new council. Trump just says he wants the mullahs to leave and for them to basically have new elections. So I would say I don't think the Iranian regime survives much longer unless they go for broke, and then they'll get it destroyed even more. But this is their only path unless they just run to Russia, which is they've set up the plan to do, like Assad of Syria. Unless they roll out their atomic bombs they've got, that they now say they can put together in a matter of hours or days and test within a week, which I told you a long time ago they have. They just haven't put them together yet. Specifically, I told you that, and I said once they're about to be toppled, they'll come out with that and admit it. Probably even do a nuclear test. I've said that many times because I know how international politics works. North Korea has a bunch of nukes, does the test, gets left alone. Iran keeps their nukes hidden like Israel does and then thinks that that's a deterrent, but then the world can't demonize them for having it. Meanwhile, Israel has a giant arsenal of weapons. So does Pakistan. And I can tell you right now, Saudi Arabia has nukes. The deal they've got is they have teams there 24 hours a day with them that are international, and they all have to agree, and then they basically flip a few switches, put a code in 5 minutes, and Saudi Arabia has its nuclear missiles, cruise missiles, bombs, you name it. They don't have any ballistic missiles from what I've been told. People are going to be freaking out that I know all of this, but I just have a way of knowing things. But the point is, South Africa had nukes. They gave them up. South Africa gave race-specific bioweapons to Israel. That was partially declassified. A lot of little interesting factoids, but this is a pretty serious situation because even if the Ayatollahs leave, because remember, there's a council of 12 who only killed a few of them, and they all directly have their line back to Muhammad. They all look just alike. They're all first cousins, all intermarried, interbred. That's why all the Ayatollahs look exactly the same. And it's a royal bloodline, like the other royal bloodlines. It's a dynastic religious cult. That's what Shiism is. Under the Sunni system, that's the majority of Islam, anybody can be an imam. Anybody can preach. And, of course, that was more popular, so it's more dominant. Under Shiite, you got to be a cleric, you got to be trace your lineage back to Muhammad, or you can't say jack squat. They have this Council of 12 that tricked its way hundreds of years ago into Iran that didn't even have any Muslims in it and took it over, and now you see where it is. Because there's two types of countries. Countries that are Muslim and countries that are about to be Muslim if you don't keep them out. The Quran tells them how to lie, how to be act friendly up front, then take over. Thank you. So it's a big deal. So I want to go over all the pieces of this, the different things that can take place, because even if they leave, you've got all these different factions, five, six different big factions. It's probably going to devolve into a civil war. And, boy, isn't that immoral to go in there and just wreck this country and just do that? And that's why I've been against this. I understand Trump's thinking. I understand he thinks what he's doing is right. I'm no fan of the mullahs. They are unpopular. I hope they have good regime change. But still, you can't sit around and roll the dice like this. Lindsey Graham was on different shows, Fox News. I've got the clips coming up. And they say, what's the plan? He says, no, it's not Trump's job or my job to have a plan. We have no plan. So you have no plan. And did you think about how this could draw Pakistan and nuclear power into it, which is happening? Did you think about the other ramifications? There's other radical Islamic groups who could get control? Well, the answer is we're not going to let them have nukes. Well, the reason they're upset is they know they already have primitive nukes, and they now have the delivery systems. And people get mad at me over the years saying Iran had nukes, saying, well, you're agreeing with Netanyahu. Now, Netanyahu always says they're 2 weeks away for like 20 years. I said the real intel, because that's the information I have from good sources and my own research. And, of course, Iran came out in the last 2 days and said, we're 1 day away. We can put a bomb together in a day. We can test in a week. And they may do an open-air test or below-ground test and point cameras at it to the world and say, see, we've got nukes. Back off or we're going to hit Israel, like North Korea's done. The difference is North Korea's way more advanced. And but now North Korea survived. Gaddafi gave up his weapons program, and they came and killed him. Hillary Clinton did. I came, I saw, he died. And, of course, the West has been involved back to the British 130 years ago, destabilizing the Middle East, creating these modern countries, setting them up so they'd be divided along unnatural lines. It's called the Great Game, divide and conquer, Balkanization. And they've done it in India, the Balkans, the Middle East, everywhere. And you see the globalists in the West trying to divide all of us on every other issue as well. You saw the West before Trump got in, and, you know, 14, 15 months ago, overthrow Assad after 15 years trying and put al-Qaeda in charge. Then they murdered the Christians that were left. So I'm just saying that regime change is a very nasty, nasty business. Trump ran on not doing regime change. J.D. Vance ran on it. I've got clips of him. And this is the breaking of a promise here. And Trump's not been a big breaker of promises. You may disagree with some of his policies, but at least he tries to follow through with what he said. He said he'd never let them have a nuclear weapon. Now they're saying, we want regime change, you must leave. And I'm not trying to defend the mullahs. I'm just saying, you don't tell us no more regime change that we've seen the CIA do and many times put worse people in on purpose, and then you turn around and say, oh, no, this is a great thing. And then the mullahs may hang on, folks. They may block the Strait of Hormuz. They're already attacking ships out there trying to sink them. I mean, if they wanted to, they could. They're just sending a message that they could. That happens. I've got a breakdown of what most experts believe will happen coming up. But one of my big concerns is Iran has real terror cells around the world, particularly in Europe and in Latin America and in Africa, too, and Asia. But they're really also in the United States. No one has the exact numbers, but there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Shiite men in this country, and it is the most aggressive form of Islam, as you've seen. I don't think anybody denies that, including them. And if Iran, if the mullahs think they're going down, and they give the order to their Hezbollah-trained sleeper cells, it will make what the stuff you saw in Mexico in the last few weeks look tame. And it'll be very, very bad. And then, of course, they'll get killed and we'll win. But can you imagine what the government's going to do with that? How many liberties they're going to take from us when they're the ones that let them in to begin with? I'm not losing any of my damn rights when there's a big Muslim uprising in this country and they've got to be dealt with and then the rest shipped out. Okay? The border's wide open, but you still want to put me into a body scanner and grab my balls at the airport. It's slave training. It's humiliation ritual. I'm not against the TSA people as individuals, but the thing is horse crap. Put in private security, profile, run background checks. They're already doing it. And pull people out that are suspicious. One out of 1,000. Leave me and my children and my testicles and my wife's breast alone. Okay? It's all about slavery. It's all about biometrics. It's all about slave training. Now, I'm going to start running through this and the different scenarios of it. Most experts believe would trigger a wider war. That's why Eric Prince, a big hawk, said don't do it. That's why Raising Cane, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, was like, well, I'm advising against it, but we've got a plan. Publicly saying, well, I'm advised against it. Yeah, because it's rolling the dice. I'll tell you, though, on the other side of the coin, watching what we did with Maduro and now this and the rest of the world's watching, China and Russia are watching, and Russia's like, okay, we're ready and prepared to accept U.S. security guarantees for Ukraine. That means not NATO. That means not the globalist. But the U.S. will guarantee the deal, and the U.S. will put a security umbrella over it and keep NATO out. I mean, that is a big deal right there. By the way, NATO has nothing. They don't have the eye in the sky. They don't have the C-130s, the coordination. Nobody does. The Russians and Chinese do to a certain extent, maybe a tenth of our capability. But also with that great power is great responsibility. So people drooling, oh, look at the bombers. Look how, oh, it's so wonderful. Even if you think this war is good, don't drool over it, okay? It's dangerous. A lot of people are getting killed. And pride goes before a fall. Don't tempt fate. I got a lot of headline examples of this, just fawning and music videos, and everyone's celebrating, and it's ridiculous. Ha, 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 we got the moolah. Yeah. How about the folks at the nightclub last night? 18 people shot, 3 dead, 15 wounded, some in critical condition. And, of course, the media tried to suppress it. It was Islamists from an Islamist country. I looked up Senegal, 97% Muslim, Shiite. It's one of the main groups, yeah. He said he's a Shiite. The feds are in his house here in Austin or outside Austin in the suburbs. It's not just a Quran in his car. He's not just a shirt saying, I'm the property of Allah. No, it's his internet information. Confirmed terrorist angry about the Ayatollah being killed. And they're deciphering the notes that he wrote in his own African language and in Arabic. He was sending emails out to people before he did it. So you're getting exclusive information on that. I got that from the law enforcement sources. Also talked to some journalists. They're talking to them. Got the same information. So you heard it here first. Confirm. Of course, it's not hard to confirm. What's he wearing on his shirt? Property of Islam. I bet he's got a tramp stamp of Muhammad, you know, on his ass. Let's put him back up there. And again, the African Muslims are some of the most vicious. They just kill by the hundreds of thousands every year other Muslims that are Christian or animist. They just kill you. They believe it's the right thing to do. And you bring these people in here, and then you wonder why this happened. So I said yesterday when I went on air at 1 o'clock, I did an hour in the news studio, news, and then I went down into the podcast studio, the backup network system, and talked to Brianna Morello because she had just been talking to Homeland Security and all the rest of the folks. And getting their take and how concerned they were about sleeper cells and agreeing with us, the sleeper cells, and trying to track all the groups. Plus, you've got in New York, you've got in D.C., we'll come to this after, thousands of people protesting, including people who aren't even Muslims, lots of LGBT folks to be thrown off a cliff in Muslim nations, chanting, you know, Allah Akbar, death to America. So if you're in Michigan or you're in Texas, or you're in New York or other places where there's big concentrations of Shiites, but it's not just Shiites. Other Muslims may attack just out of sympathy. Or you have leftists who aren't even Islamic attack because they left fetishizes Islam. They love it. It's anti-Western. It's anti-Christian. It's into pedophilia. It's creepy. It's evil. Anything evil, they love it. We'll play all those clips as well. But here we are yesterday. At 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, I'm going to play the whole compilation. And the crew did a great job. I just told them to get me one example off the show yesterday, and I think they got like 5 or 6. where I specifically explain why. And I only play this so you remember that I know what I'm talking about. And I've got all this quantum information that I feed in, and then I tell you what I'm really thinking. And I continue to, here's an example. Friday, I said, I believe they will strike at 6 p.m. Central tomorrow, because it's dark over there by then, the middle of the night. And then we learned that the White House has admitted this, that the Iranians knew that we always strike at night because the systems are designed for that. And so they all met at the big Supreme Council building, the Ayatollah and the top generals, insanely in the day. And so they launched the operation right then. As soon as they saw the meeting start, and thank God it went on for a couple of hours. I mean, if it was a successful mission. And they took them all out, dropping 30 bombs on them. And they killed the Ayatollah then. So there was the White House on Fox News, the general going, we were going to hit them about 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock U.S. time. But the president had the bold move. We were able to do it during the day, though it's more dangerous. We don't like to do that, but we couldn't miss this opportunity. I mean, I would have nailed it again at 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern, just because I could just see all the things lining up, all the numbers, the way the propaganda was working, the way the planes were all set up. It just, you can tell what's real and what's not. Because, you know, Trump said he was going to hit a bunch of other times as part of negotiation. I said, Friday, this is not a negotiation. We're hitting them. And all this other calculus that would take hours to get into went into me saying, I think there's going to be sleeper cell attacks, mass shootings, bombings, you name it. And I think Texas. And I said Houston, Dallas, Austin, you know, San Antonio. You have to understand, folks, I do this over and over again because this is what I do. So when I give you more approximations, not really predictions, but prime approximations, I think you should listen to me. But I guess people do, so why am I saying that? Let's go to the clip from yesterday afternoon, hours before the attack in Austin, down the road. The Ayatollah is dead. This is a big deal, obviously.
Very big deal.
The Iranians said they would attack all of the Israel's allies, which they've attacked, was it 8 countries now, mm-hmm. blowing up apartment buildings, hitting U.S. bases, you know, showing precision, sometimes not precision, other times. They've also said they would activate proxy sleeper cells here in the U.S., and then they have really professional groups out of any of the Muslim groups. Do you have any intel on that, on them launching terror attacks? And that if they do it, I think we'll make what we saw in Mexico last week look tame.
Yeah, I've been asking about the sleeper cells. That's been my biggest concern. I've been asking DHS for a specific number in regards to the sleeper cells. How many have we captured so far? Because as you know, and as our viewers know, they've actually allowed thousands into this country under the Biden regime. And so now we're asking, well, how many of these people have you captured prior to all of this going down? Because I would assume you'd, before launching an attack, would want these people apprehended. They have not yet provided me the official number as of yet. That is the concerning part in all of this. So we don't have anything from DHS.
But well, I don't think they even know, but I mean, there's millions of Shiites in the country.
Absolutely, there are, and that's one of the main things I've been asking about. Still, no questions there. Now, DHS is telling me that Kristi Noem is monitoring, obviously, the issue. You'd expect that kind of response for her. But those who I know who are working within the FBI's counterterrorism division are the ones who are telling me to also be on high alert for potential cyber attacks.
Now, breaking: Reuters confirms the Iranian Ayatollah Khomeini is dead. And the U.S. is, I think it's fair to say, bracing for the activation of proxy forces, which they said they would do. And they've done exactly what they said, just full escalation. The last thing would be that promise being fulfilled. There's a large Shiite community here in Austin. Even when I was in high school at Anderson High, there was a large community of them. Mm-hmm. Now they have Somalis that are mainly here just to rob and stuff up in Minnesota and Ohio. But if you look at, as you know, Dallas, Plano, all those areas, Houston, San Antonio, but Dallas mainly, I mean, it is Shiite city.
Yeah.
And so we've seen, you know, a lot of the, where they have a, you know, draw Muhammad contest or burn the Koran deal, they come try to kill people at those. So they're not playing games. And so I want to warn fellow Texans, we're kind of an epicenter of a potential Shiite attack.
I was never a big fan of DHS and the quick expansion of our federal government, but we're living in different times now. So the reality of it is we should be worried that this could potentially affect the American people and our safety and security. Now, again, DHS under the Biden regime did tell us that there were hundreds of known terrorists released into our country. So you could just assume that there's numbers, thousands, millions at this point, because they won't give us an official number. And although, you know, we have an administration that tells us the border's closed and it's secure right now, my source is telling me that that's not 100% certain. And keep in mind, it's not just the southern border. The majority of known terrorists coming into this country do, in fact, come from our northern border, and it's been open for years. I've been waiting for the latest numbers in regards to that, how many have been captured. But I think the last data that did come out was back in 2023, and it showed that, yes, in fact, that hundreds of known terrorists were brought into our country thanks to Canada. Now, Canada hasn't been doing a good job at manning their border with the United States as well, and I think that's the reason why President Trump has been so hard on them when it comes to the tariffs, because they don't take it seriously. And when it comes to, well, is Canada working with the United States, my source is telling me they're not actually working with the United States to secure that border, and that's been the big one. They, in fact, are strongly relying on the local sheriffs along the border, the northern border, to help with that. But again, it's not really being done and carried through by the Canadian government itself. Now, that's the reason why President Trump, again, isn't letting up on the tariff issue with Canada. Now, again, just to kind of like walk through it, obviously the FBI director coming out and saying that we are, in fact, keeping our eye out for any sleeper cells that might actually start popping up. But I don't think they actually have a real handle on this number at this point. A lot of these individuals, according to sources I've spoken to, do hide out in a lot of these Muslim compounds that are popping up all across the state of Texas, but more specifically these mosques, because they deem that they are actually immune, thanks to the Constitution, to kind of being surveilled. So that's been a big one. It's where are these people? They think that these ICE raids and these raids that are taking place all across the country will not be carried through at mosques if they're hiding in a place of worship. It's up to the American people, though, to start having the argument if Islam is even a religion. I would argue, no, it's not. And so I think that that doesn't apply to them. I think our federal government should be raiding these mosques, because places like EPIC, which is the East Plano Islamic Center, although they haven't built up completely, they do, in fact, have great, I mean, I've driven through it. They do quite have a nice facility, a nice little area that they've been able to build up over these last few years. In fact, if you drive through EPIC in Plano, you'll notice that their street signs are all actually named after Islamic conquerors. And that's not a coincidence, folks. These people came here with the goal of conquering the West and conquering the United States. Now they've weaponized our Constitution against the American people. And that's the thing that we need to be pushing back on again. We need to continue to go out there and say that we're not going to allow this to happen. We're not going to sit there and allow them to pretend like they are a religion of peace, a religion at all. They have done their very best to build up here in the homeland, and we need to be fearful of what they have next for us. So between all of that, I would say that the threat in the homeland is severe. Obviously, our audience is well aware, well equipped, and my advice for all my friends and family has been, you know, getting off and on the phones with people is stockpile water, food, supplies, ammo, everything you need to get by, because we don't actually know what's going to happen. When it comes to national security, I don't think we're prepared for an attack on the homeland, to be blunt with you. I mean, the specific questions that I'm asking and I continue to ask go unanswered. And I think a lot of people are very jarred when I, you know, talk about...
Well, that's because for 4 years, we saw all the military-aged men from Islamic countries, same backpacks, same boots, clearly officer class, just pouring in. And then some would say, yeah, I'm here from Iran, I'm going to kill your ass.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, so I don't
all
think...
All right, folks, so that's enough of me and Brianna predicting this yesterday in Austin. Literally like 5 miles from where the attack happened. And I told my family, and I've called family, and I told my daughters and son. In fact, I met with my older children today, because they don't live with me, and they're grown up. I said, do not go to big gatherings. Particularly, the Muslims don't like nightclubs. Don't go to bars. They don't really go to those anyways. But that's, Muslims are gonna, it's like flies. You know what? I would not be in these downtown bars right now, folks.
You have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I shout out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Ultimate Life Force.
That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Now look here, even to this very day I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello friends, welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Supps. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I've done a lot of research for years, but since I woke up at 2 a.m. when this was all starting yesterday, and I want to walk through why this is so dangerous and why the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is on record telling Trump that he's against it, but he believes it can be carried out the mission, but the ramifications are potentially very destabilizing and bad. And he was also warned by Eric Prince and many others, and Trump still did it. And obviously, Israel's been putting major pressure on the Trump admin. So has Saudi Arabia, because they're big arch enemies, Shiite versus Sunni. And so I want to walk through the different scenarios that go from bad to worse. Now, there is a small percentage chance, I mean, it's hard to put a number on it, maybe 20% chance that there's regime change, they run to Russia, the country stabilizes, we can help them have elections, and wow, wouldn't that be nice, okay? But if you look at England that set up the Middle East 130, 120 years ago during that 10-year period, and there's been thousands of books written on it, it's very historical. The movie Lawrence of Arabia is about a snapshot of it. It's excellent. Peter O'Toole, then the U.S. picks it up after World War II and does the exact same divide and conquer thing, and then Israel does it. And what does the West do? We go in and overthrow good governments that are pro-America and put bad ones in, and then go overthrow those later and put another bad one in to keep the place on its knees. And the West has been funding for 130 years, starting with the British Empire, the radical Muslim cavemen out of the deserts. That's what they did. And would have them go invade the main cities and then overthrow them. The proxy armies. And you saw Obama fund the Arab Spring and overthrow Egypt and a bunch of other allies and blow up thousands of churches. Remember all that? And Egypt on its own got back in control. Why would the CIA, it's declassified, they admit at the time, overthrow a bunch of our allies? Because they don't want stability over there. Why would Israel overthrow Assad and put Al-Qaeda in? That happened a year and a half ago. The head of Al-Qaeda. Why in 53 do we overthrow Mohammad Mossadegh in Operation Ajax in Iran, who was training the West pro-America? A serious reformer, but he said, I want half the money for the people of Iran from Anglo-American Oil, the British oil company. And they said, meet the Shiites. And they overthrew him. The West double-crossed the Shiites, put the Shah in. Then the Shah, decades later, didn't do what he was told. So they overthrew him and helped the Ayatollah Khomeini come in. And at the same time, did an Iran-Contra deal with him. Weapons, money, all of it. And who ran the Iran-Contra? The U.S., Israel, and Iran. To get money outside of Congress to fight the communists in Central and South America. So this isn't something that happens some. It happens every time. Jimmy Carter, Bezinga Brzezinski, going and funding the Taliban to create the Mujahideen to fight the Russians. Then it turns into Al-Qaeda. See how this works? I could give you another 50 examples. CIA trains Saddam when he's 18 years old as a commando for 2 years in Egypt. Sends him in. Takes him from the late 50s until 78 to finally overthrow the government. He becomes the security head. He then, with the CIA, betrays that leader of the Ba'athist. Saddam becomes the dictator. His first order in the early 80s is to attack Iran with $40 billion of U.S. funding, a seven-year Iran-Iraq war. Then the U.S. says, you got to pay the money back. He says, I don't have it. U.S. Ambassador April Gillespie on TV, he says, well, I'm going to invade Kuwait. They're stealing my oil, sand drilling. She says, we won't get involved in their Arab affairs. Go ahead. He attacks. We had surround him, obliterate him, call him the devil. Come back again later, destroy the country, 2003, grab Saddam, hand him to the Shiites, the Iranians, who then publicly execute his ass. You see how this works? See how sick this is? So I don't want to hear this, Alex, you should support regime change. You, the people need it. The Iranian people, they want their country back. They're Persians. They're great. Yeah, they are great. And 90% of them aren't really Muslims. But every time we go wreck these countries, instead they ship all the pissed off Muslims to Europe and the United States and the UK and Australia and Canada. So I know how this works. I know what the globalists are doing with the replacement migration. And nobody's hated radical Islam like Western intelligence and the Israelis and the British and our own government. And nobody's brought them here more than they have. You think the Republicans couldn't have blocked the Democrats the last 40 years shipping in tens of millions of Muslims? It's all part of a destabilization plan. Now, Trump says he's not doing that anymore. He's not letting the CIA launder drug money publicly anymore. He's really going after the cartels. He is reforming. But he'll be gone in 3 years. And it'll just switch right back to the way it was. So that's why I'm against regime change. That's why I'm against all this meddling. Because the globalists don't even want to put good governments in. Now, maybe this time will be different. But I want to talk about the different dangerous scenarios involved in it. But it does have the byproduct of making China and Russia really respect the U.S. That means fear Trump. And they should fear him. Trump is in charge. He does whatever he wants to. He goes off what he feels instinctively is the best thing, and usually it's right. But this is quite a moment to be alive right now. And it's extremely dangerous. Because in general, somebody with this much power and taking action when America's been living on its knees will make enemies back down. But a certain percentage of the time historically, no one can quantify exactly, it goes into the current time, the group, you know, the things that are happening, but about 20-30% of the time, it actually makes people decide to go to war with you. And we can't beat Russia and China, they can't beat us. That's why it's called mutually assured destruction. The only way to win the game is not to play. Remember war games in the 80s? A strange game. The only way to win is not to play, the computer says at the end. And the computer was just programmed to learn how to win a nuclear war, and so it goes ahead and does simulations, and it makes it in the real world, and then understands and says, oh, God, I've run the simulation. We can't do this. Yeah, humans did that too, computer. And by the way, the top AI programs that the Pentagon uses, it's in the news, have run all of our war games that we've done, others have done, and they found the exact same scenario 97% of the time. You have any type of limited nuclear war, it goes full nuclear within hours or days. Total destruction of the surface of the Earth 97% of the time. That was out last week with Claude and the Pentagon and all the rest of it. That's the main AI the Pentagon's using. You got Palantir's getting the same numbers. It's not good, folks. So this is all out of control. And Trump thinks he can show strength up front to kill these hotbeds and then bring in this new age of peace. Well, you know what the road to hell's paved with. And again, I'm not saying Trump's even wrong. I'm saying he doesn't know. And the top military war planners say the same thing I'm saying. They say we don't know what's going to happen, but in most of the scenarios, it's not good. I don't think we should have appeased Iran. I don't think we should have given Pakistan nuclear weapons like Clinton did, or China the delivery systems. But we are where we are now. So, when I see stuff like this by people I even like the president, he posted this, and I saw everybody else posting it, ha, 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 bomb, 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 Iran, kill the Ayatollah, ha, ha, ha. The real soldiers I know and the real people I know that are engaged in real conflict, they'll tell you it's bad luck to make a joke out of this stuff. It's bad luck to celebrate victories in this way. It's just unseemly. When we're basically the equivalent of Martians, you know, to humans in War of the Worlds, pulling the legs off insects, you know, with tweezers under a magnifying glass. And Islam has to be dealt with, but the unseemliness of this type of stuff, I know it's funny at one level, but it's not good luck, put to you that way, to run around celebrating this stuff when we're not out of the woods by a long way. What I'm saying. So here's a bomb, 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 Iran, and then another incredible AI creation. I mean, it is entertaining as hell. But it's got, you know, nuclear war written all over it. Don't tempt fate. Flock of seagulls. Here they are back to back, then I'm going to hit the hardcore news.
Bomb, 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 Iran. Some rocks. Tell the Ayatollah gonna put you in a box.
for USA. A tiny hit hits a big red button. Atomic bombs come falling down on you. A mushroom cloud's in view. Send out a tweet to let you know. World War III, 'cause Israel told me to. All for Netanyahu. And I read, I read so far away. Destroy USA.
%27 of all the oil and gas in the world comes through the Strait of Hormuz. We're attacking ships right now, trying to block it. It's not funny. And the Austin nightclub got shot up last night. 18 shot, 3 dead, Islamic terrorist. See, it's not funny, folks. It's not funny. My good friend Sean Johnson was down there seeing a country singer, and he was getting out with his fiance when all this went down. See, this isn't funny, is it? This is what this is about. This is serious business, folks. War with Russia and China and North Korea is serious business. The million plus dead in Ukraine that NATO started, serious business. The cops just killed the shooter, the terrorist. And that's an exclusive. I have that from multiple sources that have been in this house, you name it. Not just the Quran in the car, not just the shirt saying property of Allah, property of Islam. But that leaving notes and things, social media, you name it, that it was because of the Ayatollah. Getting killed. Khomeini killed. Iranians rejoice worldwide. We also have the CIA helped pinpoint a gathering of Iranian leaders. Then Israel struck. That was the 30 bombs that got dropped on top of his big command center palace. Pope's strong message to Trump as he breaks silence on Iran war. Pope Leo sent a strong message to U.S. President Trump regarding military actions in the Middle East. While speaking at the Vatican on Sunday, the Pope urged the president to stop the spiral of violence in the Middle East before it becomes an irreparable abyss. Push from Saudis, Israel helped move Trump to attack Iran. Yeah, I believe it. That's the Washington Post. The Saudis have been pushing hard. That's their big archenemy. How Ayatollah and his henchmen were obliterated in the first 30 seconds of strikes. Yeah. They normally take out the air defenses first, and they do it at night, and then the Ayatollahs can run underground. There's 12 of them. He's just the head one. But they hit him in broad daylight. $100 a barrel oil, prolonged Hormuz closure would spark 1970-style energy shock. Bigger ramifications in Venezuela. Markets brace for impact after U.S. strike on Iran. Yeah, look for silver and gold to go up dramatically, in my view. I think that's a pretty much 100% bet. It's already gone up, both over the weekend. So that's just some of what we've got here. But I think it's a safe bet, and I'm not happy to have to tell you this. I don't think you don't need me to tell you this, do you? I think you're going to see some terror attacks in America. I think you're going to see people running over crowds of trucks. I think you're going to see stabbings, a la Akbarings. I think you're going to see mass shootings and bombings. Like I said on yesterday's show, I said in the next week or two, I would expect quite a few attacks. Because I've got sources inside DHS, and they said, yeah, Biden completely opened the border. Hundreds of thousands of Islamic military age men came across. Thousands, you know, every week or so. It went on for 4 years to do the math. And a lot of them, we were able to face ID, just what off civilian media got. And they're Hezbollah officers. And they are all over the place. And if the mullahs decide to escalate to that and activate them, all hell's going to break loose. I believe, like I said yesterday, that what we saw was just someone pissed off about an Islamicist, but they weren't coordinated. They weren't told to do it. Though reportedly they were translating the African and Arabic and the rest of it, but you know, sending messages out of why he was going to do it to groups. And we know that the Islamicists that tried to bomb Fort Worth a few months ago worked directly with the Islamicists New Year's before last. Remember that attacked in New Orleans with the truck attack. And we know he was coordinating with groups in Houston and College Station. So we're getting not just chatter in Texas. We're getting a lot of red alarms going off. And I'm extremely concerned. That's why we have Lindsey Graham, and that's coming up, saying we don't have a plan. So you don't have a plan for what's going to happen with all the different scenarios that could unfold. Well, that's actually true, because these scenarios are so complex. There's so many different scenarios, overlapping scenarios, like the chairman of the Joint Chiefs told you, that it's not wise. But they're just like, damn, let's just see what happens. Let's roll the dice like we're in Las Vegas. And I know this has been political, so a lot of Trump supporters or right-wingers are like, hey, come on, Alex, don't join the Democrats being against this war. Well, we have a Constitution, and I was against all these other wars. So if you just think I'm somebody that just for war period, you got the wrong guy. We have a War Powers Act. This is going to war with Iran. This is not a special military operation. This is not grabbing Maduro. That believes constitutional, though dangerous. As I said, this is going to war with Iran. I mean, we are committed to this now and committed to regime change, and that's war. And the president, when Congress declares war, then is to execute it. But to transfer the power of war making to the president only is very dangerous. And do we want this later down the road? Because that's what's been going on in the last 50 years until now. Congress has basically been hands off. They say they're going to vote this week on whether they're going to authorize this. I think they will now because we're already committed into it. So either you support the Constitution or you don't. And I'm not foaming at the mouth hating Trump. I'm not sad that the Ayatollah Khomeini's dead. I've just been predicting every piece of this as we go along. And I intend to open the phones up on the weekday show. We've got 4 hours then to take your calls and see what you have to say. And the majority of callers Thursday and Friday said they supported this. And you had good points, and I respect it, though I disagree with it overall. But about 30%, we took a lot of calls, about 30-40% was against it, and they had great points. And they usually went back to what I say, because, and I already covered it earlier in the hour, the history of the West going around and destabilizing the Middle East. Trump declares Ayatollah's dead, vows bombing to continue uninterrupted. And they now admit he's dead. Iran names interim successor to Khomeini under second day of massive bombs as Trump demands regime change. Now that's no regime change. Remember Trump? Got J.D. Vance saying it too. It's one thing to say, oh, we're just going to target their nuclear bases. As I said, okay, yeah, you said you'd do that, but watch, we'll be in full war next, and that's what happened. Iran forming interim leadership council right now. Will they put in a new council that actually works with Trump? That would be good. But I don't see the mullahs ever giving up real power, so that's not real regime change, is it? It's working with the mullahs. So what are we doing this for then? Trump floats next steps as Pentagon confirms first U.S. troops' deaths by a ballistic missile that hit a base. They're not specific. They've hit a whole bunch of bases all over the Middle East, Qatar, Israel, you name it. The Iranians, and I don't believe anything they say, claims U.S. military suffered 200 casualties in retaliatory strikes. How would you know that? And now the first footage, press TV, reportedly shows the bodies of three American soldiers who were killed in an Iranian strike on U.S. base in Kuwait. So the Iranians are saying it's Kuwait. As of showtime, they weren't saying, or I'd missed it, have been transferred. So I wonder who's sending this footage out. Tehran claims U.S. military suffered 200 casualties in retaliatory strikes. That's face-saving. Middle East travel chaos strands hundreds of thousands. Unauthorized war, justified action. Congress split on Iran strikes. Israel now threatening heart of Tehran. Breaking tanker attacked in the Strait of Hormuz on fire. Wounded crew evacuated. So, every time I lay my head down to go to bed at night, I wonder, when I wake up, what new horrors we'll discover. All right, I'm going to break. I'm going to come back, and I am going to get into all the other news that we've not been covering while this has been unfolding. But first, I'm going to get to Lindsey Graham, like I said. I'm going to get to J.D. Vance saying, oh, no, we're not going to go to war with Iran. I want to just remind people of what we were told before, because Trump's still doing a lot of great work, but more and more he's sliding away from staying on course. And if he continues to slide away from his promises, he'll be a totally different person with different policies, which we didn't vote for. So we need to continue to pull his feet to the fire.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com. We have a new product in at TheAlexShowStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexShowStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Everybody is debating this as, are you for the mullahs or are you for regime change? You have to look at all of this in the history of it and the neocons in 9-11 saying they were going to regime change seven countries and use 9-11 as the pretext.
Right after 9-11, about 10 days after 9-11, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the joint staff who had used to work for me. And one of the generals called me in. He said, sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second. I said, well, you're too busy. He said, no. He says, we've made the decision we're going to war with Iraq. This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, we're going to war with Iraq? Why? He said, I don't know. He reached over on his desk. He picked up a piece of paper. And he said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today. And he said, this is a memo that describes how we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran. I said, is it classified? He said, yes, sir. I said, well, don't show it to me. Were we to get out early, we'd be intensifying the threat against us of a super powerful Sunni extremist group, which was now legitimated by overt Saudi funding in an effort to hang on to a toehold inside Iraq and block Iranian expansionism.
And it wasn't just Wesley Clark releasing classified info. They said the Project for the American Century a year before 9/11 that they needed a big attack to be able to do this. And so I don't like the mullahs. I don't like their dictatorship, but this is not America first. So I've got a lot of the folks out there that don't like Iran because they blew up the Marine base and all the rest of it and attacked Israel. I don't like the Iranian leadership either. Neither does their population. They're very unpopular. Even Eric Prince, he's looked at the different ethnic and religious groups there. And there's a very good chance this is going to be a civil war. We're going to be sucked into a new Vietnam. And that's if we're successful getting rid of the mullahs. So it's a real roll of the dice. But no one can deny that this is an extremely bold move by Trump. And Trump said, if they're going to get a nuke, I'm going to go in and stop them. Now, here's the big story. And I told you this at least 15 years ago, and then I talked to my other Pentagon sources, and they said, yeah, that's true, and you shouldn't know that. But they have cars, vans, taxi cabs, you name it, that the West has in Iran that drive around that have sensors on them that scoop up the air, and then they send it back and have it tested. And 15, 16 years ago, they were driving around the enrichment centers. So they stick them out in the middle of nowhere trying to keep away from that. But they can also follow vehicles that are transporting it. And they picked up heavily enriched uranium from the centrifuges. So when you hear Israel saying for 20 years, they're 2 weeks from a nuke, that's because they have been. Now, just because that's true doesn't mean Israel has a right to strike them. We're going to attack North Korea because they have nukes? I want to be clear. Iran is trying to get a weapons program. They refuse the peaceful program and the free fuel to build power reactors. They don't need reactors. They are full of oil and gas. So it is true that they've been pursuing a nuclear program. I don't believe you have a right to attack them just because of that. Can Iran attack Israel because they've got nukes? Now, here's the headline, and this is officially on the Iranian news channels. Iran needs only 1 week to conduct a nuclear test, says member of Iranian Security Committee, their Security Council, and a high-level member of parliament. There's a bunch of statements by the council. We can have a bomb in 1 hour. We can have a bomb in 1 day. We can have a nuclear test within 1 week. And Iran could test a nuke and show everybody. And, we've had Witkoff saying this earlier in the week. And the bigger deal is they have the delivery systems now with their medium-range ballistic missiles. Now, when I state those facts, people go, oh, my God, you agree with Israeli propaganda. Not everything Israel says is a lie. Now Iran says they're 1 week away from being able to test one. And I predict it because that's the obvious move to say, hey, we got nukes. Okay, we got nukes. Because they look at North Korea and others that have nukes that don't get attacked.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish DMOS was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of thermoregulation issues, morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the CMOS because it's a thyroid issue, and the CMOS has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All over, Muslims march for the thousands chanting Allah Akbar and death Israel and the rest of it. So I don't support Israel going around doing regime change everywhere and dragging us into it. I also don't support Islam. That's where I stand. And the answer is you got your 60 plus Muslim nations. You've got all your stuff. If it's so wonderful, you just stay over there. Don't come over here and complain at us. And they're trying to pass laws to ban dogs in the different cities they control. I mean, it's just, they want to put burqas on our women, folks. Just, it's so incompatible. It's so crazy. And the left being allied with it is so bizarre. So I would love to wave a magic wand and get rid of the mullahs and all of them and have them reform. But the West leadership always says they want to fix the problem, but they use the problem to keep the wars going, to destabilize the world, and then flood us with Muslims. Then they launch terror attacks, and then we lose our rights, and we have a police state set up here for us. So here's Lindsey Graham on Meet the Press, and he's asked, well, what's the plan? He says, well, we really don't have a plan. It's not up to us to have a plan. Okay, so you could go wreck a country, and a lot of your experts say it could get worse, and you're just like, that's not our problem. We are preemptively blowing a country to pieces. I mean, there's new footage out from the latest attacks where it's just horizon to horizon, giant mushroom clouds. They're just leveling everything. The government buildings, the military buildings, all of that. And not a good look to have the United States attacking countries. And sure, Iran attacks us with proxies. And yeah, they fire missiles at Israel after they're openly attacked. The point is, again, it's a big roll of the dice. Here's Lindsey Graham. Then I want to go to a couple of years ago when Trump's running for president with J.D. Vance saying, oh, no, both of them said this. We might stop their nuclear program, but we're not going to, you know, go to war with Iran. Here it is.
Moving forward, in a social media post Sunday, President Trump wrote this, quote, hopefully the IRGC and police will peacefully merge with the Iranian patriots and work together as a unit to bring back the country to the greatness it deserves. Yep. Is hope the plan for the future of Iran?
No, the future of Iran is going to be determined by the Iranian people. The new Iran, whatever it is, whether it's a cleric or a representative democracy, our goal is to make sure it cannot become, again, the largest state sponsor of terrorism. That's a win for us.
But is there a plan to make sure that happens, Senator? Is there a plan? Does the president have a plan to guarantee that that happens?
No, it's not his job or my job to do this. How many times do I have to tell you? Our job is to make sure Iran is no longer the largest state sponsor of terrorism, to help the people reconstruct a new government, no boots on the ground. We don't own, you know this idea, you break it, you own it? I don't buy that one bit. It's in America's interest to make sure the Ayatollah is dead. He's dead.
You have a looming, potentially larger war in the Middle East,
sure,
with Iran. You're the vice president. How does the Trump administration handle what could be a massive, you know, Mideast war?
Right.
You know, after everything, obviously, we just talked about like getting America back on track and figuring out how to allocate resources to people in this country.
Yep.
How do we handle that?
Well, I mean, a couple of principles, right? So obviously, you know, Israel has the right to defend itself, but America's interest is sometimes going to be distinct. Like sometimes we're going to have overlapping interests and sometimes we're going to have distinct interests. And our interest, I think, very much is in not going to war with Iran, right?
Right.
It would be a huge distraction of resources. It would be massively expensive to our country. And it's interesting to me when the October 7th thing happened, and like, you know, we have a couple of dear friends who live in Israel. Actually, one of my wife's very good friends she grew up with, married an Israeli guy. Like, we're like worried about our friends. And in the reaction to it, what I noticed is that American pro-Israel people, or people who fashion themselves as pro-Israel, were actually much more militaristic than the Israelis who were living in Israel, right?
Right.
The Israelis were like, okay, Hamas just attacked us. We're going to go really screw Hamas up. And of course, yeah, there's a humanitarian side of that. And we want to try to minimize civilian casualties. But like, you had Americans saying, oh, this is really, I mean, you know, this attack happened on Putin's birthday, right? So
right.
We need to go to war against Russia. And obviously the Iranians funded part of this. So we need to go to war with Iran. We just have to be smarter. Right. We have to be smarter. Now, I don't want Iran to get a nuclear weapon. And I think we should be like very strongly encouraging the Iranians and using all the influence that we have to encourage them to not have a nuclear weapon. I think nuclear proliferation is just a bad idea. Enough people have nukes. And the more people that have nukes, I think the greater the risk of nuclear war. But we just have to be smart about it. And I actually think that like what this ultimately looks
what
like.
What if they promised not to use it? Like if you just had a fake one. Something
a fake
to look
one, fine.
At.
They can have a fake one.
Something
not,
to look
yeah,
at.
Not a real one,
kind
though.
Of
not
enjoy.
A real one. I mean, here's the way I think about it. So this is, again, where smart diplomacy really matters. And something that Trump didn't get enough credit for is the Abraham Accords. Okay, what is the Abraham Accords? Fundamentally, it's Israel entering into a alliance, right? Even though they kind of hate each other, Israel entering into an alliance with Gulf Arab states.
Right.
Now, why would they do that since they hate each other? Because they both have a shared enemy in Iran, right? And again, I'm not saying we stick ourselves into the Middle East and start a war here, but like we recognize, okay, Israelis, Gulf Arab states don't like Iran. So let the Israelis and the Gulf Arab states provide the counterbalance to Iran. America doesn't have to constantly police every region of the world. We should empower people to police their own regions of the world, right?
Yeah.
And one, we would save a lot of money. Two, we'd save a lot of focus. But unfortunately, I think Harris, she's got this weird thing where I actually think she kind of likes war. Maybe she feels like a tough guy about it.
Yeah.
I don't know why it is, but they've actually pursued, even though they say they want to minimize Palestinian civilian casualties, they pursued the pathway that maximizes those casualties. They say that they're pro-Israel. They've pursued the pathway that has prolonged the war as long as possible, which is bad for Israel. And they seem to be sort of sleepwalking us into a war with Iran. It's like the dumbest of all possible worlds.
Okay, so that was about a year ago or a little more. That was the vice president-elect Vance with my good buddy Tim Dillon, who I think is going to be on the show this week. I'm going to be on his. But the point is that that's what we voted for. And so when I complain about things Trump's doing, when he starts to take in a direction that I don't support or Ron Paul doesn't support, that's fine in the Republican Party if we can disagree with each other. We don't have to be enemies over this, okay? Because you have the whole Ben Shapiro crowd calling me a traitor and calling Tucker a traitor. And, you know, we work for Qatar and all this stuff. I have no connections to Qatar. I've always been against offensive war. Now, I understand that there's a new global system. The old global order fell apart. Cuba has been manipulating, controlling Venezuela. They've been manipulating, controlling Mexico. They've been manipulating our government. I get what Trump did there. That's in our hemisphere. They were in our business. And so far, it looks like they're going to be able to have elections maybe somewhere down the road, and Venezuela will no longer be this engine attacking us. Cuba is on the verge of collapse because of their horrible communist policies. Russia hasn't supported them in decades. China has moved in big time. And so they don't even have fuel for the jets there. They don't have electricity in most of the areas. They don't have basic toothpaste for their populations. Cuba faces zero hour as Trump Rubio puts squeeze on regime. So Trump is establishing and reasserting American dominance in the world. This isn't big black holes where we go and occupy countries for, you know, tens of trillions of dollars. That's what it costs, like $14 trillion in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's good. But if Trump continues to slide the direction towards Lindsey Graham he is, Trump will start doing that. Because what happens if the mullahs leave? The country falls into a civil war. Then there's going to be pressure for international force to go in there. And that's another Vietnam or Iraq-type quagmire. So, I get what Trump's doing, that he means well. I don't agree with it. There's a clear distinction there. Okay? This is different foreign policy than we saw before. It was globalist foreign policy for globalism at America's expense. Everything Trump's doing right now, he believes will strengthen the dollar, our security, the economy. And I understand that. The question is, though, once you start using this power, it's like the genie's out of the bottle. Cuba's communist government faces a crisis as Trump's fuel blockade exacerbates economic woes because they get most of their fuel from Venezuela, leading to shortages and potential humanitarian disaster. So the U.S. is at war with the Chi-Com bloc, China and its ally, Cuba, Iran, Venezuela. Trump is cutting the Chinese off. Trump is doing a real Asia pivot. He's kicking them out of our hemisphere. That's why the drug cartels are rising up and getting more violent, because their drugs are being cut off. El Mencho, the bloody rise and fall of Mexico's top crime boss. So that's why you're seeing all this insane action. And then to the big piece, Ukraine, the proxy war, NATO with Russia. Russia prepared to accept U.S. security guarantees for Ukraine. And that means that they would accept the U.S. basically doing the security guarantees and having the force there, so it wouldn't be NATO in control of the peace deals made of Ukraine, but it'd be the U.S. And then we have this massive $29 trillion deal with Russia for rare earth minerals and all the rest of it. Russia is really trying to make an economic deal and really work with us. That's been what they wanted for a long time. They want to be allied with us and not China. And the Democrats drove Russia into the arms of China. This is the real geopolitical situation that is happening. Now, I want to shift gears to something very, very positive the Trump administration is doing. The average American, unless they've been in the officer class, doesn't know this. But as soon as I got on air 32 years ago, and even before, I had all these top generals and people on the show, like General Parton, the list went on. And they would say, Alex, people think the officer corps are great. They think they're John Wayne patriots. He goes, they send them to special schools, special courses at Harvard, Yale, Princeton, that literally teach them world government, new world order, anti-Americanism. And there's been, you know, Army War College stuff about get rid of America, globalism's good. You know, that's what's taught. And then you see the Space Force general is a man in a dress. And you see all the DEI and the transgenderism. All of that is to sabotage the U.S. military and our readiness. And so Hegseth has gone in and they've been burrowing it out. They've been digging it out. They've been standing up against it. And a month ago, after a year of warnings, Hegseth said, that's it. We have no affiliation with Harvard. We have no affiliation with what you're doing, because when we send our officers there for continued education that the Pentagon has set up, you literally teach them that America shouldn't exist, that communism and world government's good, that there, you know, shouldn't be rule of law, none of this. And I said, well, you can't stop there. It's basically almost all these colleges. A&M has been one of the better ones that didn't go full commie, and under Biden, it went full commie. And they don't get rid of the DEI. They just change the name of it. So this is real reform, cutting off the money through Doge, stuff like this. And Hegseth explains, this is a powerful little clip. They've created an officer class that are globalists. And General Flynn will tell you this. You know, he was so job-oriented, he kept his head down and just did his intelligence job that they didn't, you know, realize he wasn't one of them until, you know, it was too late. But he'll tell you almost all of them up there at the top, two-star, three-star, four-star, are super bad. And above full bird colonel, almost all of them are bad. We have to recognize that we have to get an entirely new officer class, because West Point and all of it have just been turned into globalist brainwashing facilities that literally work against the very country itself. So this is a profound, you know, he gave a speech a few months ago where they did a muster and called in all the top generals, and they did it to see who would show up. Some didn't. Remember, Doe sent out that email saying, who is your superior and what are five things you did last week? 52% of the government employees said, F you, I'm not going to tell you. Just to give you an idea of the rebellious nature of the government, the top people that are in there. And that was the same thing when Hegseth got up there and gave that powerful speech about where the Department of War, we have a job, a readiness. You know, we're not going to say people can be 100 pounds overweight and can't do one pull-up. We're going back to the mid-1990s when this all changed. The Chinese and others are running circles around us. This is a joke. But again, the globalists do this on purpose. They're undermining us by design. And Hegseth says that here. This is the Secretary of War saying they're doing this by design. So this is about a six-minute clip. Everything he says is so powerful. I could talk 10 hours about this. You could teach a college course on what he says, because everything he says is true. This is leadership. And if we can pull this off, saving the country down the road, he ought to be president. He's the real deal. Highly decorated combat veteran, father, Christian, patriot, and that's why they hate him. That's why they try to get rid of him day one. And they're making major reforms in our military. And that is a very good thing. So we're going to air this report, his statement, pulling the U.S. military out of all these colleges, and then we'll come back and hit all the other geopolitical, economic, military news. There is so much more coming up. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Stay with us.
There should exist a sacred trust between America's institutions and our warriors. It should be a trust that demands we develop our finest military leaders with the highest standards so that they are equipped to fight and win our nation's wars with absolute lethality. From basic training to the halls of higher education. That said, our senior service colleges have always been expected to act in the interests of this principle, to transform our senior warfighters into strategic thinkers, capable of mastering the complexities of modern warfare and leading our joint force to victory at every echelon. Unfortunately, this sacred trust has been broken in this military's professional military education system. It's been poisoned from within by a class of so-called elite universities who've abused their privilege and access to this department and utterly betrayed their purpose. For decades, the Ivy League and similar institutions have gorged themselves on a trust fund of American taxpayer dollars, only to become factories of anti-American resentment and military disdain. They've taken our best and brightest, the men and women who pledged their lives to this nation, and subjected them to a curriculum of contempt. They've replaced the study of victory and pragmatic realism with the promotion of wokeness and weakness. They've traded true intellectual rigor for radical dogma, sacrificing free expression for the suffocating confines of leftist ideology. What is the purpose, you may ask, of investing in an education that teaches our warriors to despise the very nation they swore to defend? What's the value of a degree that seeks to hollow out their warrior ethos and replace it with a creed of globalist submission? The answer is simple. There is none. Let's be brutally honest about how we define our terms here. This is not education, it's indoctrination. It's a calculated, targeted assault on the core of our fighting force, and it is a betrayal that we will no longer tolerate. The Department of War is finished subsidizing the corruption of our own uniform class. We're done paying for the privilege of our enemies' wicked ideologies to be taught to our future leaders. We've had enough. We demand that senior service colleges work to sharpen our warfighters on genuine national security issues, not social justice activism. We demand curriculums grounded in the founding principles of this republic, principles that champion the enduring ideals of peace through strength and putting American interests first. We demand universities that invest back into our nation's prosperity rather than our greatest adversaries. It's common sense. No longer will we sit back and treat these woke breeding grounds of toxic indoctrination as valid centers of so-called intellectual curiosity. We cannot and will not continue to send our most capable officers, senior officers, into graduate programs that undermine the very values they have sworn to uphold. That's why today, just like we did with Harvard, I'm ordering the complete and immediate cancellation of all Department of War attendance at institutions like Princeton, Columbia, MIT, Brown, Yale, and many others, starting next academic year, 2026-2027. Furthermore, we're going to hold ourselves accountable as well. In the coming days, I will direct a formal, top-to-bottom review of our own internal war colleges, ensuring they are once again bastions of strategic thought, wholly dedicated to the singular mission of developing the most lethal and effective leaders and warfighters the world has ever known. As a final message to our warriors, the Ivy League faculty lounges may loathe you. The so-called elite of academia may mock your patriotism and disdain your sacrifice. But never forget that we, the War Department, have your back. The American people have your back. And President Trump has your back. Always.
Many of you are very talented, but if you really want to wow me today, you're going to have to show something extra. Little thing I've coined, heart.
I think his mom, like, drank when she was pregnant or something.
Attaboy, JD. Hustle, hustle.
I believe in you, JD. Don't listen to those motherfuckers.
I know your heart's on the football field, but I need your head in history class, Mr. Vance.
Yes, Vance, yes.
That stupid freak will never make the team. He's a loser.
Fuck you, Gavin. You and your dad are both gay.
Damn it, Vance, I wish I had 100 of you. If only you could get those godforsaken test scores up.
If you ask a hot chick to prom, I'll give you a C because history smiles upon the bold.
Asking me for my permission to ask my daughter to prom is a really classy move.
Vance passed history. Now let's go beat the shit out of the Soros.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
We have a new product in
and thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this, and then looking at how they're organically derived, and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I'll be here for another 30 minutes live, and then the great Royce White, wow, what a powerful brain, from Minnesota, will be hosting Sunday Night Live, 6 to 8 p.m. this evening, and I'm sure he'll, as always, is loaded for bear. Now, finishing up with Hegseth, when you see the Democrats on the House floor, and you see the Black Lives Matter and the Muslims marching and the LGBTQ Satan groups, and you hear them, hail Satan, death to America. You have to understand, in case you live out in a little town somewhere and don't get out much, you go to any major Democrat event or college anywhere, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. You will see it everywhere. You wear a Trump hat and walk around campus, you're probably going to get hit in the head with a bike lock. That's what they like to do. I mean, you're putting your life in your hands. You walk around in the middle of a blue city, like Portland or Seattle, they're the worst, and people jump curbs with cars and act like they're going to run you over. It's happened to me repeatedly. So when we sit up here, those of us that are out in the field, and tell you these people are out of their minds, they are. Look at Minnesota. Look how crazy they are. All these crazy white people defending the Somalis, stealing now like $30 billion, because it turns out in most cases, they're the white people that sit up above that in the fraud. They're all getting paid too. This is their businesses. And so the big corporations, the big banks have been funding Western colleges for 100 years to undermine the West because the big corporations decided and wrote about it at the time, even before the turn of the last century. I mean, I'm talking about like 130 years ago. I've had the news clippings on the show, had experts on about it. Charlotte Isby, Reagan's head of Department of Education, she was incredible. Well, that was a coup getting her in. She got access to their secret documents and published them. But she found all the old news articles and stuff, too, they had in their archives. And they were saying in like 1898, in big articles in the newspaper, Americans read too much. They're too informed. Even if they don't have official educations, they're too hard to manage. We're going to standardize education and make people more manageable, and we're going to blah, blah, blah. I mean, this dumbing down has been deliberate. And think of how they put all these top generals in that are men in women's dresses. And they put a guy in over the nuclear stockpile that's constantly stealing women's bags at airports and wearing their clothing on TV. And then he finally got indicted for it. He didn't go to jail. You go, why are they? And then they put another guy in over another federal department over vaccines who's a Satan worshiper. And who publishes, you know, hardcore bondage porn. Gay porn. Yeah, that book's the size of a phone book, Deliberate Dumbing Down. It's just full of news clippings, documents, internal documents. It's incredible. But the point is that those weren't just words. He said, you know, capitulating, submitting to globalism. The colleges are teaching our military to submit to globalism. It's not the Chi-Coms taking over, though they're trying. It's not the Russians. It's not... No, it's the globalists that created modern communist China. It's the globalists that were allied with them until they double-crossed them 17 years ago, the Chinese. And so, again, that project was over then. Now, because of populist pressure, I wanted to have a big enough populist movement so when globalism failed, they wouldn't replace it with some other evil thing. So now the fight is about what do we replace all this with. And that's why the intellectual brain trust of this broadcast is so important. That's why I point out that we've been the trailblazers, not just myself, but the guests and you and everybody, to really be on the cutting edge of long-term strategic thinking and multidisciplinary understandings of systems. Everything you hear Hegseth and others talk about being key to moving in to the new Renaissance, the new golden age. You've got to have general knowledge about everything, or you don't have any hope in the future of being free or successful. Multidisciplinary, wide spectrum analysis, being a generalist is so key. And you see Epstein in the interview with Bannon saying why they hired him at 30 to be on the Trilateral Commission. He was a bad guy, but he had a lot of general knowledge, street smarts, brokerage smarts, business smarts, slime bag, pedophile smarts, blackmail. No, he had all the stuff they needed. Well, we've got people, men and women, old and young, black and white, you name it, who have general knowledge of many areas as well, or who know how in corporations or government or private life to bring in a bunch of people that are go-getters to fuse the information together to know how to counter this. Because you try to counter the globalists just on one front, they win. You've got to expose their whole system and then realize how it fuses together. And as the public begins to figure out how this works, it's game over. And it's happening now. So I just want to give you the good news. As negative as all this stuff is, and now we all want instant gratification, and so do I, and all this evil's coming out, and the open pedophilia and Satanism and the money laundering, and why aren't we doing more? Why isn't more happening? This thing, like a cancer, has metastasized and is in all our tissues, politically, culturally, spiritually. And it's going to be a process of extracting it out of us. And look, we're not God. We're fallen. So there's also a perception of a lot of people that just woke up that you just flip from being super evil as a culture to like perfect. Only God's perfect, folks. So it's always a process of trying to be good, trying to be stronger, trying to be more honorable. And then in that, you do become that if you struggle and do it. But a lot of people want a perfect plan and, you know, let's just do this one thing. It's going to fix it. No, it's all of these efforts together and exposing evil, promoting good, resisting tyrants, not submitting. It's our acquiescence to their systems and their lies and their lockdowns and their poisons and their frauds and their brainwashing and letting them control our children and being scared of being called racist. That's their real power, is just us submitting. Just saying no, their system will fail. But that's not enough. We have to build something better. We have to lead. The best way to defeat them is to block them, not submit to them, but then promote and build and by example do things that are so amazing people adopt what we're doing because it's obviously the superior system. That's why they wanted America and the free market and laissez-capitalism, laissez-faire, and rugged individualism and all of this, though imperfect, wildly better and empowering for the average person in society. That's why the globalists want it gone, because they want a monopoly. They want it sewn up. They want any ladder or stairway up into success gone. They call it the end of the history. They're monopoly men. So Hegseth's speech was very powerful. And I've got a bunch of reports just on this. And I have a newscast. I don't have time to get to it all. But a whole other scandal as we dig into the corruption is school boards around the country and the indictment of the L.A. superintendent and others. It's happening all over the place. These are the biggest criminals, not your average school teacher. Some are great. Some are lazy. Some are bad. Some are criminal. Some are real predators, you know, communist pedophiles that want access to your kids. Let's just say this. Public schools are dangerous. Doing research because all the big grants and stuff from corporations and government, the more elite a private school is, the more dangerous it is, even than a public school, I found. One of the most expensive elite private schools in the country got Elon Musk, you know, 9-year-old son during lockdown and brainwashed him and turned him against him and took him away and then went and sterilized him. It's coming out everywhere. But this latest, just one newscast out of California, and there's another one I got out of Arizona. Arizona Department of Education finds in just 10 months at least $10.3 million in taxpayers were spent buying. This is just on the credit cards the administrators have. Wedding gifts, gift cards, that's just stealing. Electric dirt bikes, condoms, custom tires, luxury hotel stays, insurance payments, furniture, and much more. And here's the thing, they're defending it. They don't even want to stop it. And that's just one little piece of all of this. That's just one little piece of this. So while they brainwash our children, while they brainwash our military, while they brainwash our professionals, while they get rid of all the standards to bring in incompetent idiots, like the deputy lesbian fire chief in L.A. said on TV, I don't need to be able to do a push-up or pull-up. You know, if I go to somebody's house and a man's had a beam fall on his back, that's his problem. He shouldn't be in the house. What? You wake up, your house is on fire, collapses on you. Firefighters go in. She's like, I don't need to be able to do anything. You shouldn't be there. What? Well, she's fired now. But it just shows their arrogance. We need to push excellence, not total incompetence. But globalists want incompetence. And so Ilhan Omar put up a good front until confronted with the detailed truth. She picked the correct scam business, a winery. Yeah, it made $5 million 1 year, $6 million another. Her husband has made all this money since he's been married to her. None of the businesses are real. She's involved under it with all of these luring centers and centers driving people around to medical appointments that don't exist and the daycares and all of it. She's a kingpin along with Walls. And now Trump is cutting off the cash payments and also saying you can't, if you're on welfare, wire the money out of the country. And this is real checkmate. I'd love to see her indicted, but this is a good start. So watch Ilhan Omar get caught deer in the headlights. Here she is.
Right now is a lot of heat on your state. Treasury Secretary Bessent called Minnesota ground zero for what may be the most egregious welfare scam in our nation's history to date. 85 of the 98 people who were charged by the Justice Department with this welfare scheme are Somali. And you know this. The Treasury Secretary is probing whether any of the money was somehow funneled outside the country. He actually issued new standards. He's going to make it, make someone disclose if they receive public assistance when they try to wire money out of the country, and he's lowered the bar for suspicious activity. What is the practical impact of doing that in the community?
It's just creating fear. What they are doing is creating confusion, chaos, trying to intimidate people from being able to exercise their regular, normal activities that they would.
If new rules being instituted to prevent fraud creates chaos in the Somali community, you're just admitting that the entire Somali community is engaging in fraud. Restrictions to stop fraud from occurring don't impact the lives of law-abiding citizens at all. The Treasury Secretary enacted a new rule that if you receive government welfare, you are unable to wire money out of the country. It is a common sense policy that if you require government assistance, you should not have so much excess that you can casually send it abroad. But that new rule change throws a giant wrench in the collective goal of the Somali people in America, which is to be a perpetual welfare dependent, steal as much money as you can from the taxpayer, and funnel it all entirely back to Somalia. But this is where Ilhan is confronted about the Quality Learning Center and about Tim Walz dropping out due to this massive fraud.
Because the administration and many conservative allies of the administration argue that this is still ongoing. There was that conservative influencer who went out and posted this video that went viral alleging that daycare facilities were pocketing public funds.
Yeah, and as you know, he went hours where these businesses were not operating.
Yep, CBS went out and did
a
investigation.
Which again creates the level of confusion and chaos that it's not necessary in a moment when we are trying to deal with a serious problem that needs serious people to be able to address it.
But do you think there was no recorded evidence of fraud according to the CBS investigation that was conducted? But Governor Walz did choose to not run for re-election. He dropped out of the race because of all of this.
Because he wants to focus on defending our state and not defending a seat.
Do you think there has been a sufficient level of accountability and ownership of the failure to have oversight here? Do you think this ends?
That is what we want. We want to.
She is once again intentionally spreading falsehoods because her unwavering loyalty lies with the Somali people. The Quality Learning Center was licensed from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. The narrative of its hours being 2 to 10 p.m. was only created after Nick Shirley exposed that it was empty in the middle of the day. It also had some 90 violations, which is why it was closed earlier in the year, but still received $2 million from the state of Minnesota. So after the whole thing was exposed, they tried to first change the sign to actually say learning, and then they brought in a bunch of kids to invite the dishonest mainstream media in there to push the narrative that it was a legitimate operation, even when it was still technically closed due to violations. And then the state officially announced that it was closed as of a week ago. And then she confirmed she has no idea whether the fraud is still ongoing, which we know it is because the Learning Center got $2 million while it was closed after receiving 90 violations. And then in this next clip, she complains that the federal government should continue to send Minnesota infinite money, even though it's all being defrauded.
And that's a good breakdown of that. You know, Nick Shirley in one day went to like 15 places. Nobody was there in the middle of the day. No cars, no people. One place, a woman screamed at him. Nobody was in there. Then they, and there were thousands of these around the state. He just went to those and went to a few more in the next few days. All the same thing. All these other citizen journalists went and did it. The local news went and did it. So then we found, back when this was going on a month or two ago, that they ran ads in the local Somali news and on these sites that hire actors saying, hey, we'll pay your kids this rate every day to come be here with us and shoot an ad for our Learning Center and other facilities, other fake daycares. So then for CBS, they run the ads. They get the kids. They have CBS show up and say, see, we don't open until 2 o'clock. Look, here's kids. Even though the place had been closed for a year, but was still collecting money, it was closed on record. There weren't kids there on record at almost all these. I say almost all. We never found one that was open. So CBS can say, yes, we found there was no fraud. Because they staged the whole thing with AstroTurf. This is what they do. And they do it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. All right. Hit some really big news here. You know, government pushed euthanasia, basically forcing people to kill themselves including the state saying they're a ward of children and the state decides to kill kids in Canada and the Netherlands, is really heating up. Did you know? This is amazing. That even according to government documents and UN documents, 96% of the 100,000 Canadians euthanized by the MAID program are white. And that they say it's part of replacement migration. So they're targeting whites to kill them. And it turns out the same thing in Europe. I mean, this is so diabolical. I can't even believe it's this naked. I mean, this is out in the open. You notice we've got an hour and 50 minutes. Most talk shows are plugging each segment. Hey, here's our sponsor. Because people really pay attention during the actual show, not to the ads. And that's my fault. I just get so focused on the news, I don't. When I do plug, please listen up. These are amazing products, what you get at thealexjonesstore.com. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, T-shirts, ball caps, sweaters, hoodies, you name it. Great, high-quality knives at very low prices. All sorts of other cool stuff, whatever I think is cool, you know, what our sponsor gets. Lots of things they come up with. But the supplements are the real game changer. All right, we have the best methylene blue. We have the best bovine colostrum. We have the best of everything, the best turmeric, the best you name it. We have a buy one, get one free that ends tomorrow, Monday night, March 2nd at midnight. Buy ultimate creatine powder, the highest quality, best type of creatine concentrated. We private label a top national brand. And get the Irish Sea Moss Super Nutrient Complex gummies or Shilajit gummies free. Again, if you don't know what Shilajit is or Irish Sea Moss, go look it up. We have the best. It is incredible what it does for everything in your body, your heart, your brain, your guts, your vision, your skin, your libido, your stamina, everything, your energy. So, buy one ultimate creatine powder, and you pick whether you want a free sea moss gummies or Shilajit gummies free. That is a huge deal. That ends tomorrow night at midnight separately. We have a sale going that ends Wednesday, store-wide, 25% off right off the top of checkout of all the Patriot apparel. And there's only, depending on the apparel, 50 to 100% markup in it. So when you're getting, you know, 25% off, that is a big deal. Because these are high-quality shirts, high-quality, you know, stuff printed in America. Costs us a lot more. Like an XXL shirt's like 17 bucks. A small is like 10 bucks. We make money on those. But most of the people are men ordering the stuff. So my point is, this is great apparel at a very low price. It funds our operation. Get a ball cap. Get a T-shirt. But whatever you do, try our methylene blue, try methylene red. See what it makes you feel like. See what it does for you. And I know you're going to love it. That's why we have now over a 90% reorder rate on things like ultramethylene blue. Nobody has reorder rates at that level. And I want to thank all of you that have been supporters. Lastly, if you're going to buy anything on the store, I want to ask you to make a very easy commitment that isn't even a commitment. It's $30 a month to be a VIP. You instantly get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, and sales on top, discounts on top of everything. So if you're going to buy anything, you should be a member. Because if you want to be a VIP and you know, say you don't like the product, maybe you're the 10% that don't or whatever, you just cancel for free in your profile. And you don't get charged at, you know, each month at the day you signed up. But every time it, you know, the month goes by and the date comes and it charges you $30, you get $40 in credit instantly. Special deal, special offer, special sales. If you're going to buy anything, be a VIP. And then you get the special emails, special offers just to you. Sometimes we offer products that are just for you, you know, just for VIP members. Everybody that buys anything at thealexjonesstore.com is be a VIP. If you are a VIP, thank you. Also, a lot of products end up selling out, and it's months and months till they come back in. Not if you subscribe. You always get up to a 50%, usually it's about 40%, discount on the next reorder when you're a subscriber. Then it never runs out. They hold it back for you. And you can also cancel for free on being a subscriber anytime. So subscribe at thealexjonesstore.com and become a VIP. I want to thank you all for your support. Now, I'm not going to have time to get to this whole thing, but in post, when we're not live anymore, when we edit this and put it up on, you know, cut the pieces on stuff and put it up on Rumble and put it up on Infowars, put it up on Real Alex Jones on X, we'll add the full 9-minute report on here, or 8-minute, 41 second. But this gets into replacement migration, and then later it gets into the numbers of 96% of 100,000 Canadians euthanized by the government, many of them forced by the government, 96% were white. Absolutely incredible. We'll get about 3 minutes of this report in. We'll go to break and come back with Royce White for the next 2 hours. You're the Paul Revere. Share the live feeds now. You're the amplifiers. You're the emissaries of truth. When you take action, you're unstoppable. We're winning. God bless you.
You're not going to believe what I found. To my knowledge, I'm the first person to put this on YouTube. It's an official UN document that the global elites don't want you to talk about.
We reported
the United Nations published this replacement migration report back in 2000. And nothing guess what?
This guy,
they laid out the blueprint for what we're seeing in full force today. This report proposes using migration, yes, mass immigration, as a solution to declining and aging populations in developed nations like the United States, France, Germany, and Japan. Now, this isn't just about a few immigrants crossing borders. No, we're talking about a systematic overhaul of entire populations. Look at the numbers in the report. Italy, for example, is predicted to see its population shrink by a whopping 28% by 2050 without migration. What does the UN propose to stop this replacement migration on a massive scale? For Italy, they suggest needing 12.6 million migrants. For the entire European Union, 47 million migrants by 2050. Let that sink in. But here's the kicker. This isn't just some far-off theory. We're seeing this play out right now. The southern border of the United States is being flooded with migrants, and Europe is facing a migrant crisis, the likes of which we've never seen before. All the while, politicians and global elites keep telling us that this is necessary. This report talks about maintaining the working age population. They throw around terms like support ratios and demographic trends. Let's be clear. This isn't just about immigration. This is about transforming entire nations through demographic engineering. They're not just addressing a natural issue like aging populations. We're seeing millions pour over the border, and it's no accident. This is by design. The globalists want to tear down borders, blur cultures, and make us all part of a controlled system. The crime rates are rising, the political divide is deepening, and the social fabric is being torn apart.
By the way, let's stop here. I'm going to put the whole thing in post. We post it on X. And nothing against this guy. I'm glad people are finding it. And, you know, if they don't know somebody else has reported it, they think they found it. Paul Watson wrote about this in 2001, 2002, and then in the right through. You can find our articles right through to, you know, last year. It's 600 million they want to bring into North America and 240 million they want to bring into Europe. He's only reading one part of that report. There's a bunch of UN reports. So it's official UN policy. It's already taken my jacket off. I was already, but I just wanted to just let you know it's 100 times worse than I got saying. But then later it gets into the whole thing about they're also targeting whites to kill you, euthanize your ass. I mean, it's just pure evil, folks. All right. Royce White takes over from Minnesota after this 2 minute break. Stay with us and share those live feeds now.
We're engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose absolutely free with our creatine. The Alex Jones Store.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Mm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. It's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step.
step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.